Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
This is the best of North State Now.
Good evening and welcome to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. So happy to have you join me, and I love it. Let's hear this. The fire's at my feet again, because I have somebody very special with me. And when we talk about fire, she brings fire, calm, peace, sisterhood, friendship, secrets. She's a person I can come to for anything. And she has been a dear friend of mine for years. And I'd like to introduce you on our show to Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. But before we start, this is North State Now with Linda Bott, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, so happy to have you here. I'm actually pre-recording the show on Thursday. This is the 5th. So let me think. The top of the show here, sponsors, our main sponsor is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Thank you so much for sponsoring North State Now. And, of course, you know that I'm here the first Thursday of the month, and then we have Michelle Slade, we have Enjoy the Magazine on the third Thursday, and, of course, Dr. Ornegill on the fourth Thursday talking about women's health. And we had some pretty powerful shows. So the reason I'm pre-recording the show today is because tonight I'm singing at for One Safe Place with my little group. And, of course, it's an auction kind of fun night that's a themed night for like a soiree of a speakeasy night. And they did it for the first time last year. Nancy, you were there.
I was. We had such a good time.
And so this is the year two. It sold out right away. It's at the Sheraton. And so it's a lot of fun. And I get to get my group together and just sit, you know, play in the corner while everybody mills, which is – I love to do that. So anyway, we're pre-recording the show. Many of you can't make tonight. You hopefully you'll be able to tune in tonight. And of course, you can hear it online at KCNR1460.com or just go to KCNR and you'll hear the live show and archives of any of the shows that you've heard. Perhaps you listened to Free Fire Radio this morning with our very special guests. So moving along in the sponsors, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center, we have Carlene's Bar and Grill, and we have Black Bear Diner. Thank you to all the sponsors. And let's move right along to one of my favorite subjects, and that's Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. And many people are like, where have you been? What are you doing? You had a yoga studio here forever. You're spending half of your time in L.A. and also traveling around the world, hosting and teaching and, you know, speaking in seminars. And then you're back in Reading, you know, creating home spaces in both environment, families in both places. So what is going on in your life?
Well, just as you were saying all that, I was thinking, you know, my main objective is to open minds and hearts so people can connect deeper with each other. That just kind of came to me, because everything I do and I've been doing for the last 30 years is really about giving people opportunity to have the finest life that they desire. It's not my desire for them. It's what they desire. So for people that already have a perfect life and they're happy and content and moving and shaking, everything is lining up and, you know, it's wonderful for them. I don't really have much to offer them other than, yeehaw, let's bring you on as an example.
Right.
But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are struggling to find their way and are in unhappy relationships and are just unhappy in their own lives. They're unhealthy. They're unhappy. They're dissatisfied. They are lost. And so I have a lot to offer those people to help them find their way. That's what I do all over the world.
So where do you begin?
Where do I begin? Well, I begin with my social media, which has become like crazy. And I try to, I post a lot of things that get people thinking and talking. Because I think even if what we're talking about is controversial, it at least gets people having conversations. Technology has separated us to some degree.
Oh, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And your face is down in your phone.
Right, right.
It is not connecting with your eyeballs, your face, the look of your face. So there's not a soul connection. You
right.
cannot connect with an electronic device with your soul.
No. No. And so when we can inspire conversation between people face to face, I think that's part of the mind opening, heart opening, and finding that connection. Who doesn't want deep, meaningful conversation? I mean, for me, that's like the best, most euphoric experience, is to have really connecting conversation with other human beings. Even if you disagree with them, you're at least opening up those avenues of learning. So that's really what I do all over the world. I'm getting ready to leave in a week for Europe, and I'm teaching on a cruise ship that starts in Nice and ends in Barcelona. And I'll be teaching three different seminars, and I'm super excited.
So in the next segment, I would like us to cover some of the classes that you've been teaching in high school, and it's along the subject line of one of those three classes that you'll be teaching on this cruise line.
Yes.
And that subject matter is?
Consent.
And that's a really big, a big word and a big meaning in a big room that starts at a very young age, from the time we start to walk. And how we're kind of like, let's say that we grow up in a family and there's really not a lot of communication. You learn probably from the time that you're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, your environment is how you learn how to communicate.
Sure.
So if that is not open to talk about how do you feel, what about sex, what about consent, what about when somebody says something, it's a myriad of emotions and experiences that perhaps can have been clouded growing up.
Well, I think we're coming off of several generations that believed that children should be seen and not heard, and that that children didn't have any power, and hence all of the child abuse and sexual molestation that's occurred in our culture. Really, it's insidious. And I was just looking at a documentary on Canada. One out of every two women has been sexually assaulted in her life.
Interesting. We're going to take a break, and we discussed this with One Safe Place. They came on with Dr. Orna Gill in her show, and she was, now maybe there's been an update in the studies, because she said you can look to your left and look to your right, and one of every three, she was saying the statistics then. So maybe that's in Canada, but I mean, maybe they put it all in a pot and say whatever. She said if you look to your left and you look to your right, know that one of those people, if not yourself, has been sexually molested.
It's too many.
It's
just too many.
Oh, wrap your brain around.
Well, when people argue about the statistics, oh, no, it's 1 in 4, it's 1 in 5.
Yeah, whatever.
Who cares? It's
yeah.
too many.
It's too many. Okay, we're going to take a break now. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about consent.
Okay.
And what that means. And how, if you're raised in an environment that maybe is, kids, when do they learn? I mean, if they think it's permissible for the uncle to, you know, pat your butt, pinch your butt, pat you in a way or hold you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, and everybody's, oh, that's just Uncle George.
Right.
His name is, or her name. Could be a woman.
Right.
Because women do it too.
I'll talk about how we teach children that their voice doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a break here. KCNR, this is Linda Botta on North State Now, along with my special guest, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharo, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back to our second section of our portion of the show here on KCNR. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. And this is Linda Bott on our September 5th edition for North State Now. Glad to have you join us. And I'm here with my very special guest, Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce. And we were talking about consent. Let's bring that forward to this segment. Consent. And you're going to be teaching this very topic on the cruise ship that you're going to be doing in Europe.
Right. This is an adults-only, it's couples-only cruise ship. And I'm going to be talking about consent within relationships. And a lot of people think that once they're in a relationship that they have blanket consent. And so what I'm teaching the grown-ups is that absolutely not. Your body is still your own. Your no and yes are still your own. And how to negotiate with each other on an ongoing basis, the topic is called consent is sexy. So how to make asking your partner for what you want rather than just taking it a sexy part of your relationship. Now I taught this to teenagers more from a ownership of your body perspective, an empowerment perspective, because a lot of teens really believe that they don't have the right to say no, partially because that's how they were raised. And if you're teaching your toddler that if Uncle Joe comes to visit or Grandma comes to visit, you have these relatives that come in and the parent says, go hug Uncle Joe. And the little kid goes, no, I don't want to, you know, because the kid may be a little creeped out by Uncle Joe. And they go, no, go hug. You do the right thing. You go hug. That's respectful. You go hug your uncle. And so we've just taught that child that their intuition, that their sense of self is irrelevant. And they have no power over their body or their who they allow to touch them when it's not necessary.
When you were talking about go hug Uncle Joe or whatever his name is, mm-hmm. and they are pushed against their intuition.
Right.
And that later on we learn we don't have the power to say that because you've been taught that you
do the right
you
thing.
You have to do the right thing. That means sit on someone's lap or it's permissible.
Right.
You know, I was in show business, so I kind of was a little – the Me Too thing came out that was so harsh that in my era – well, I think back in the 40s and the 50s, that's not my era, but I remember when women would walk down the street or in the office building, they'd get pat on the butt and they would be whistled at.
Now they're going to get decked.
Now they're going to get decked or fired for sexual harassment.
Which is appropriate. I mean, the fact that people felt like they had the right to touch another person's butt just because they were there is totally objectifying that human being. That gives that human being absolutely zero respect or right to their body. And then that's what we're taught from childhood.
Right. And you and I were talking about on the way over here what it must feel like for think back on, you know, the mob of the Beatles or Britney Spears or Justin Bieber or who walk into any area and the people are, no wonder they have 7 bodyguards.
Right.
To try to keep yourself grounded. I mean, Justin Bieber, recently I read an article on him. He said he can hardly get out of bed because he feels so bad about how he treated women.
Mm.
He objectified women in his songs and some of his behavior. So he's going through a moment of what did I do?
Excellent. And that's what the Me Too movement has done, is it's really awakened both men and women to those times when we do act inappropriately and we go, whoa, I got to rethink this. I need to see people as people and I need to give people an opportunity. Let me just share an example. In the high school, I talked about hugging. And I said, you know, a lot of people will say, I'm a hugger, so they just go and they hug people. And this one girl in the class, these were seniors, said, well, I'm a hugger, and I hug everybody. And I said, so who are you hugging for? And she said, well, I guess both of us. And I said, well, how do you know you're hugging for both of you? You're just hugging for yourself. You're serving yourself by hugging other people. Unless you ask, you can't know. And she was a little offended. And I said, now, listen, I just want you to do a little experiment. With your friends this next week, before you hug, keep your arms to your side and say, I'm a hugger. I would love to give you a hug. Would that be all right? Would you enjoy a hug from me? So she did that. I came back to the school a month later. She had a report for me. She said, I've been hugging my 5 friends every day for the last 3 years. And so I asked them. 3 of my friends said, yeah, I'd love a hug. 2 of them said, oh, my God, I'm so glad you finally asked. I don't like to be touched.
Ooh.
And I have been cringing for 3 years at your hug.
Ooh.
But I didn't know I had a right to say no.
Ooh. Well,
so
okay, that
she learned a huge lesson.
Well, I'm learning it too because I'm a hugger.
Yeah,
we just had Jimmy come in and get tickets, and I hugged him because I'm clammy because he's been working outside, and I go, I don't care, but see,
he cared,
and hello, I'm of a certain age, and you're never too old mm-mm. to learn.
No,
so I think what I'm learning from this, Nancy, is. I'd love to. Can I give you a hug?
Yeah,
I know. I wouldn't say, would you enjoy a hug from me? God, that's corny.
Well, but I would love a hug. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
You know, would you like to hug too?
Yeah.
Because then we're asking, is this your preference?
Yeah. Can I give you a hug?
So
is what I would say.
Because we want enthusiastically, mutually consensual experiences, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to feel like they're offending.
Yeah. And I would go into a room. And I'd hug everybody in the room, go around, because I'd feel like, God, if I don't hug this person and I'm hugging that person, they're going to feel like, well, why don't you hug me? So, you know what? I'm just full of myself, because that's what that is.
Because they have to have a Linda hug.
I mean,
and that may be true, but without asking, you can't know.
Well, there you go.
Can't know.
And people may have don't touch me. And they may be like a cootie person.
Well, here's the other thing for I want people to think about. So if the doctor from the One Safe Place is saying, look to your right, look to your left, one of those people has been assaulted. Look to your right, look to your left. If one of those people has been assaulted and you hug them without their permission, you're assaulting them too. And people have triggers.
Yeah.
People have these deep emotional wounds from whatever childhood traumas they're carrying,
or maybe
forward,
even recently,
or yesterday's trauma.
Yes.
And you touch them without their permission. You've just reinforced that they have no voice.
Wow, that's heavy.
It is heavy, and that's for me. That's like one of the biggest lessons that we can glean from the Me Too movement is just ask.
So when you go back into your, how many minutes do we have, Sue? Maybe four? About four? Okay, great. Thanks. That's good. And my volume came back up, so thank you. I know. Let's go back into the consent between couples.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, biblically and certain things that we learn is that, you know, man and wife should become one, and you basically are free to be with each other and in all ways. So, like, tell me how you teach the reawakening for couples to have consent with each other. Like, this is not just for men. This is for women, too, may do something with a man, their husband, or their partner that is a kind of a, like a trigger or a boundaries.
Right. I think that's the thing that we have to remember is all human beings have individual boundaries. And we all have pasts, and we all have triggers, and we all have likes, and we all have dislikes. And we have the right to all of those. So even in a partnership, in a marriage, we're moving together through life, side by side. We are not one. We are two individuals moving together, side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to respect that maybe my partner today is just not feeling it. They're not feeling good. They don't feel good in their body. They're stressed, whatever. And for me to just take what I want from them without giving them opportunity to say yes or no is a total boundary crusher and a disrespectful move on my part.
Wow.
And so what they're learning from me is that they are not valued as a human being, that their mood, their likes, dislikes don't count, that mine usurp theirs.
Okay.
And that's not what we want to be giving to our partners. Right? We want to lift our partners up. We want our partner to feel whole and valued and adored and appreciated and respected and desired. You can express desire, and that's why I talk about making consent sexy. You can ask in a sexy way, you know, hey, I'm really feeling the mood. You know, is this a good time or should we make a date?
Right.
Now you've given two choices. So now they can say, yeah, baby, now let's go. Or thank you for asking. Let's make a date when I can feel a little bit better and more engaged.
I like that. Okay. So, wow, we've learned some really valuable subject matter to actually sit down and have a conversation with your spouse over this and in your family. Let's talk about kids when we get back. KCNR 96.5 FM. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is a pre-recorded show. Sue's at the helm. I'm here with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. We'll be playing the show tonight, which will be the 5th. And for all of those people that maybe not are going to the speakeasy soiree at Sheraton, which I'll be singing with my group, I'm hoping that you're going to listen to the show and put it in your archives and your podcast. Thank you for joining us once again in this segment on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. And Linda Bott here on North State Now with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. We have another half hour of some great information. We've been talking about consent. Think about it. We'll be right back.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. So happy to have Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce with us. And if you were listening to the first half hour of the show tonight, you've heard us talk about consent, empowerment, and that is such a big word, and so much happening with the Me Too movement and the things that came out of it. If you were to encapsulize, Nancy, what were the things that we took away from the Me Too, or are still taking away from the Me Too movement?
I think the whole issue around consent and conversation, being able to articulate what we want and what we don't want, and not have to apologize for our yeses or our noes. As women, we're taught that saying yes to something that might be a little provocative is to be shamed. And so we say no, but maybe we want yes, but we can't say it. So I teach women and girls and men how to just speak their honest, authentic truth and let go of the blame and shame and judgment around it and just own who they are and what they want, especially in their intimate time. That's nobody else's business, right? That's their space to be who they want to be and have what they want to have.
What do you say to, a man, this is a man and a woman couple, okay, traditional, and a man is feeling amorous and the woman just never is in the mood?
Well, I always ask, and this is the most common concern I get, right? This is the most common comment and question I get is from men. How do I get my wife to fill in the blank? And so I say, well, how are you treating her the other 23 and a half hours a day?
That's if you're lucky.
Because oftentimes they're ignoring her, they're insulting her, they're bossing her around, they're not being kind, they're not being demonstrative, they're not being considerate, they're not being helpful. They are expecting that she serve them. Mm. And if she's got kids and she's got a job and she's got a house and she's got parents, she's serving everybody but herself. And now there's one more person tugging at her and she's exhausted. And maybe he needs to serve her.
Hmm. And so how do you get a man to think, well, what does that mean? So give her a card, give her some flowers, tell her, you know, what you're doing, you're so special. What do you do? What's the first step?
Well, I ask him to find out what her love language is. What is it that makes her feel valued? You know, have a conversation with her. You know, listen to what she's complaining about. Because women are taught that it's easier to complain about what we're not getting than to ask for what we want. So I said, listen carefully to what she's complaining about that she's not getting. And then those things that she's complaining about not getting, give her those. Start there. And so, just see how she feels.
Okay, so let me tell you my personal story here that's very recent. Okay, Carl and I have been married 12 years. Well, we've been together 12 years. We've been married, you know, last year was 10, so we're going on 11. And one of my love languages is doing, working together around the house. It's nesting. It's making things, I don't know, fixing a broken this together or going to, I mean, he's not going to go out in the yard and plant. That's not his thing. But we rented a power wash. I'm going to tell you, this is interesting. We rented a power washer. We power washed together, like he did most of it, and I told him, "I just go with me because I'm going to need you to we'll take it off the back of the truck. I'll do it. I just want you to go with me." And so he ended up taking that gun. I don't know if it had something to do with the gun with the power wash, but he power washed most of the 4 hours until the gas ran out, and we weren't ready because we didn't have a gas can around the house. So for me, that was a turn on.
Yeah,
because it was a physical thing we did together, and we could see the immediate results of a beautiful sidewalk with the brick and all the crap that was on the brick that were washed off. So we actually posted it on Facebook, and it was so funny to get replies like, "I got a power washer. Oh, my God, I got a power washer from Costco. Anytime you want to, I do it every year. It's so fun." I mean, it was just like, wow, the power washer opened up a window.
It does.
So that's a love language for me. For many people. It may be food. It may be wine tasting. It may be art.
And, you know, if couples haven't done, there's a book called The Five Love Languages, and it's actually a workbook, and you can go online and take a test. It's a great beginning for conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect. It's not exact, but it gives people some kind of idea of how to look at love languages, because we each have our own love language based on our personality and how we were raised and all that stuff behind us, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we all have our own love language, and so when we couple up, we need to be bilingual.
I love that. Bilingual.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because if my love language is acts of service and yours is gift giving, then I'm going to do all this service stuff and you're still going to feel unloved.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what's going on? I'm showing you how much I love you. Yeah. Of course I love you. Look at all these things I do
what
for you.
What more can I give you?
And you're like, but you never bring me a gift.
Okay. Right.
So we need to learn over time with each other what our love languages are and serve that love language and also teach about the other person. So after time, when I'm doing those acts of service, you'll understand, oh, that's how she's loving me. All right, I get it. I feel loved now because I know that's her love language. So when we can start to accept, that's why I say becoming bilingual. If we do a little of both,
right,
then everybody's happy.
Right.
And that's the whole point, is to have meaningful, happy, connected relationships in life. There is nothing else on this planet. No money, no toys, nothing that's more important than our intimate relationships.
I agree. You know, I guess I was lucky enough that, you know, I grew up with, I'm just going to say I grew up with one mom and one dad. And I didn't know what it felt like to have a divorced family, so I can't speak of what that must feel like. But I know that there's been books written about, especially pubescent males, of if they've gone through a divorce with those boys, it affects kind of the relationships for the rest of their life, unless they go through major, you know, work on things. But my dad was always super affectionate with my mom. So I liked that in a guy that would he didn't grab my mom, but he would, you know, kind of touch her places and she'd go, "Oh, Tom," and slap him away. But I thought it was adorable. So always thought that was like, I wanted a guy to be a little demonstrative with me.
Right.
And so there's permission there. But,
and I do believe in relationships, you can give blanket consent for certain things.
Right.
You know, that's part of the communication, though, right?
Right.
That's not expected.
It's a permission.
It's given.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say to my husband, "Hey, no matter what, kissing me on the back of the neck is always okay."
Yeah.
You know?
Even if we're standing
in
a line.
Doesn't matter.
Of Costco.
Yeah, I'm good. And so then he knows that's an okay.
Yeah.
Where I might say, "Grabbing my butt, I prefer you don't do that in public."
Right.
You know, and I prefer you ask.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, but that just the power that we give to ourselves to be able to pick and choose the things we say yes to and the things we say no to, elevate our spirit. They make us feel whole and valued as a human being. What's more important?
And I really wish, in fact, let's talk about that in our last segment about how to talk to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And the respect that you have and for your body. And, you know, especially I think when kids start going through, that's happening now in the tweens, when early development happens, you don't know what to do with all this sex feeling that you're having. And this is kind of when boys and girls can start getting into trouble.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about, can we?
Sure.
All right. So this is Linda Bott. I'm along with Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, who's my special guest. Many of you know that she had a show here on the Conscious Living show that was here for many years on Saturday. Nancy's got another radio podcast that she's doing with her husband, Mark, and talking about healthy lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going between L.A. and Reading as well, because Mark still has his practice, of course, at Hilltop Medical Center. He's always been my favorite doctor.
And mine too.
Yes, yours too. And you're traveling around the world,
mm-hmm.
Teaching people so many different subject matters. But tonight specifically, we've been talking about consent, which I think is so powerful. So we're going to take a break here. I want to thank my sponsors one more time, which is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Check out the readingcivic.com and find out what's happening. And Shasta Regional Medical Center, Carlene's Bar and Grill. Wonderful place to go hang out and have a cocktail and join your girlfriends for poo-poos. And Blackbeard Diner. So we're taking a break here. We'll be right back. This is North State Now on September 5th. See you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back to North State Now. This is Linda Bott. I love being able to have the first Thursday of the month doing my show. And we began this in January with the concept of having every Thursday night with a different kind of show. So I do arts, entertainment, authors. I'm interviewing Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, who used to have a show here. She's had a yoga studio. She's traveling the world now doing seminars. On the second Thursday, we talk about Heroes of the North State with Michelle Slade. So she'll bring on interesting people that are doing great work here. And the third Thursday, of course, is Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. And they bring on people who perhaps have a product in their store or they've done a recent story on. So that's always interesting as well. And the fourth Thursday is Dr. Orna Gill. Dr. Orna Gill is really interesting, and she's also pushing the envelope. She does want to do a show on transgenderism and all of the there's terminologies for so many things that we just aren't aware of. Mm-hmm. And she is, of course, my gosh, I mean, her history of the work that she's done and, of course, is new here to Shasta Regional. And she's my female doctor, and I think she's amazing, the work she's doing with thyroid, her study of thyroid, hormones, and all of women's health. So she's amazing, but again, just a vast knowledge and history of where she's been educated, where she's taught, and that kind of thing. So she's the fourth Thursday. Now, when there's a fifth Thursday, I'll come on again, which I did last in August, and so I had Nathan Parmalee on, who's the talent buyer for the Civic Center, talking about all the things that are going on there. And boy, that's a whole story to hear how it is to book people and what you do in, because there's so many other things that the Civic Center is doing with productions and dance companies. And you'll have a big name act that says, I've got this one date. Well, you can't move it if you've got somebody's already booked the Civic. So we're talking about what it is to build a reputation and that kind of thing. So you heard that in last month's show here on North State Now. But tonight, we are with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we've been talking about consent. And Nancy's teaching so many. You can see her on hear her podcasts. She's teaching many subjects. But what is OASIS?
So I created this concept called the OASIS to help teach couples how to create a safe space for honest, authentic communication. And I actually was filmed last summer by Lisa Ling. For her show, This is Life with Lisa Ling, in New Orleans, doing the OASIS with eight couples. I think part of it's going to air this season because I saw a preview of it. Lisa and I are in contact, so I'm going to get a hold of her and find out exactly when it airs. But it's a very, very powerful tool that I teach to couples about how to create a safe place to be honest and to hear honesty. Because oftentimes we're very good at being honest, but we're not so good at hearing honesty. We react to it. And so I do I have a very careful program that I do for couples on how to set the tone so that you can hear anything your partner has to say. And what that does for people's intimacy is beyond words. What they learn from this is then how to create that for their children. So when their children need to be honest with them, because we teach people to lie to us. And if we understand that if people are lying to us, it's because we've told them they need to because of how we've reacted to their truth.
Wow. That's powerful.
So when parents say, my kid's lying all the time, I say, well, okay, let's go back to the drawing board. How are you reacting when they tell you the truth?
Well, give me an example.
Let's say Johnny spills something in the corner. And he goes, you know, Mom, I spilled the dirt. And you just blow it. You know, you blow up. You're tired. You yell at him. You spank him. You punish him. And you tell him what a bad kid he is and what a slob he is and how dare he drop your dirt. And you make a big deal out of it. Next time he spills the dirt, he's going to cover it up. He didn't want to deal with that humiliation.
Right.
Right? So when we humiliate, we judge, we shame, or we blame, we're teaching a person that they can't trust us, that we will not honor their humanness, and that we won't cut them any slack for their humanness, and they will lie to us. Because nobody wants to be treated that way. I don't care if you're 4 or you're 54. Nobody deserves to be treated that way by anybody in their life. Would you let some other person just kind of rip you up one side and down the other for making a mistake?
What would happen, like, say, for instance, go back to Johnny and spilling the dirt in the corner. Okay, so you lose your marbles over Johnny spilling the dirt.
Right.
And you tell him he's a bad kid and all this other stuff. And then you sit him down and say, Mommy's had a bad day. You're the most precious child. Please, I know you're human.
Can't unwind that clock.
Ugh. Well, see, that's hard.
You can't unwind it. Because what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to have a vent outlet as an adult. We're venting because we need that. We're ready to explode anyway, and we need that exhaust valve. And we take it out on our kid or our spouse, the people closest to us. And then we think an apology is going to fix it. And I've always said an apology is not an eraser. It doesn't erase the humiliation and the shame and the guilt and the judgment that you've imparted on that human being.
Okay.
They are ding. It's a ding in the relationship.
It's a ding. But let's just say, please, we have to say that an apology can help. Please say that, because people come back years and years after they've healed, after they've gone through AA, after they've done, they have to feel that there's a power in thank you or I'm sorry.
Apology is only as good as the change that you create from it. So if you do it once and you apologize and you really internalize that apology and you learn from it and you don't do that again, apology is worth everything because you've learned from it. But a lot of people use an apology as a weak Band-Aid, and they don't ever change the behavior. They do it over and over and over again. And if a person does something more than two or three times, that's a pattern, and that's because they're doing it because they need it, and they're not going to change it. They think the apology is enough. That it's like when you're on a jury and somebody says something and they say, strike that from the record. The jury can't unhear it.
That's true.
And they do that on purpose. They know that they're going to get it stricken from the record, but they still want to plant that seed because you can't unhear what you've heard. So you can't unfeel what you felt. You can't unexperience what you've experienced. So we have to be more mindful. We have to raise the bar for ourselves as parents, as lovers, as partners. We have to raise the bar and expect more. We wouldn't do those behaviors to strangers. Why? Because we're afraid of the repercussions. So we do the most heinous behavior to the people closest to us because we think they can't go anywhere. But what we're doing is we're degrading the relationship. And over time, it degrades to the point that it's not valuable.
Or it's unrepairable.
Totally. Hence the 52.4% divorce rate.
Wow.
You know, we have this ridiculous divorce rate. We have an abuse of children, abuse of partners. It's a epidemic, and yet we're not dealing with the root of it, which is self-management and self-control.
So this is what you're teaching.
Yes.
In some of your classes, and the OASIS that you were doing with Lisa Ling, it was with eight couples.
Yes.
And
it was a lot about how to be able to control your reaction so that your partner feels safe to speak their most heartfelt truth. And we start with things that are easy, and it gets progressively harder so that people can practice the dialogue and practice the emotional management.
So what happens? Can you, in this OASIS, in that moment, say, okay, let's go backwards. When you did that, I felt unvalued because. Can you go backwards and say?
No.
No backwards.
Nope. Just listen. So if I say to you, let's say it's my turn to talk, and I say, you know, and I tell her every sentence begins with I feel unvalued when these things happen. I feel afraid when these things happen. I can only speak to myself. I can't speak to what you did. I can only speak to how it affected me.
Okay, that's fair.
And you can't say,
you're interrupting, and you've got to have this moment.
Right. And all you can say at the end, with very close proximity and eye contact, thank you for sharing that with me.
Good.
That's the only thing you get to say. You don't get to question. You don't get to have a rebuttal. You don't get to explain or excuse. You just got to accept it. And when we can learn to do that, oh, my God, what happens is communication opens up. People feel safe. People are much more open to express. And we can just absorb. We can learn to listen. But we really haven't been taught great listening skills. We've been taught to talk or to type, which is to give information, not how to assimilate information. And so the OASIS is about that exchange and creating a safe. The word safe just keeps coming up over and over and over again in every arena of relationships, especially for women, because women don't feel safe in the world. in general. Women walk with their, you know, if you ask men, how often have you used your, put your keys between your fingers? Who taught you to you put your keys between your fingers when you're walking to your car at night? And every man would look at you and go, what? But most every woman knows that trick. Why? Because we're afraid. We are afraid that we're vulnerable. We're afraid that we need to protect ourselves generally from men. And so when we can recapture that safe zone and we can teach men, the most important thing you can do for a woman is to help her feel safe, is to create a safe, protected environment for her, and she will blossom. She will explode in her authentic, unique woman, divine femininity, and the rewards are great.
That's wonderful.
It's exciting.
And so when you go on this cruise, the ship that you will be teaching from Nice to Barcelona, how many people will be in your classes?
Usually a couple hundred.
And so you pass out workbooks or...
No, it's all experiential. So I sit couples facing each other. One of the classes I'm teaching is Sexy Sizes, which is yoga for couples. So one of them will be about learning how to touch each other with consent and with just body language. So learning how to read each other's body language, which is really critical. And then how to support each other, how to feel each other's energy. So that's one of the classes. And then the consent and then the oasis. So they're all interactive. So couples just sit, face each other, and I just guide them through these practices.
And where can people find your podcasts?
I just put up a new YouTube channel, The Conscious Living Show on YouTube. And Mark and I are going to be uploading a lot more small little clips on that. We're going to start doing more small clips rather than our shows.
Okay.
And then Voice America Talk Show Network has our podcasts on their health and wellness channel. And also I will have all the podcasts on my drnsp.com website.
Great. You just are your social media. I mean, what do you have going on with that?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's a lot. But you have to have, you have to have a big social media platform now, because that is the advertising. That's what people go to for advertising. It's free, and it's probably the most efficient form of connecting with people around the world.
Well, thanks for being here. You know, I adore you and our years of friendship. What are we, 20?
Yeah.
20, let's yeah. see, 95 maybe?
Yeah.
95. Well. So we've known each other for a long time. When I first moved to Reading, I'll never forget, my room was empty and you walked in and you had on a tie. I remember what people wear. It's weird. Pink tie-dye shirt and really cute jeans, and your body was rocking, still is, and you were getting ready to go teach in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been your first trip ever. So that's how far back we go. And before then, when you came in, Lynn, who is a very good friend as well, brought you up to a place that we were staying, and you were teaching us yoga poses.
Yeah.
So I've loved watching your journey. I am your fan.
Oh,
and I am your friend, and I am your secret keeper.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so thank you so much again for joining me tonight and being spontaneous.
Thank you. And congratulations on 10 years and your FM, and oh my God, you guys have really, you're just taking the North State by storm.
Well, thank you. We love being here, so it's a calling.
Definitely.
Obviously, as you know. So, all right, we're gonna sign off here on KCNR. This is North State Now with Linda Bott, and you've been listening to Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce and heard some really great content. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, and we'll see you around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.